We are joined on the phone by Dr. Debbie Strowman, the host of If You Only Knew, right here on 97.9 The Kill. Star athlete, coach, mentor, expert on all things on and off the field, and now involved in a really exciting new venture called the Advancement of Blacks in Sports, which we'll talk about in just a second, as well as the upcoming Tar Heel football season. Dr. Strowman, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited that football is here, even though I know it's very challenged, right? It's a part of exploitation with commercialization of big-time college sports. I know about the health and the safety and the concussions and all that. But bottom line, I grew up in a football family, and I love football. So I'm glad it's here.
This is what happens when you're an expert on things both on and off the field. They start to butt heads every so often, but you got to love it either way, right?
Absolutely. And I guess that means the perspective, you know, understanding that you can love something and also work for reform and change and ways to advance it.
Yep.
And so that's the spot that I'll stay in and sit with, because I'll tell you, Saturdays and Sundays, I'm watching football.
Absolutely. So let's start by talking about this new initiative, Advancement of Blacks in Sports. WeAreABIS.org is the website, ABIS, and it's a great new initiative. A lot of fantastic people involved, including yourself. What is it going to entail?
Well, I'll tell you, Aaron, it's amazing how things just all come together. But, you know, having the opportunity to meet Gary Charles, who's the founder of ABIS, you know, just one of the ones working behind the scenes for many, many years. In fact, he's considered the godfather of grassroots basketball. And way back when Sonny Vaccaro initiated, he was the founder of bringing shoe companies to young boys, men in inner cities, and saying, here's a shoe contract. What can you do with this? Well, Gary Charles was the first person that Sonny Vaccaro went to. And so Gary Charles is connected all across this country with sports and entertainment figures, from those in Hollywood to those who, you know, are 8 years old and eventually becomes an NBA All-Star. And Gary was really moved by the George Floyd racial atrocity and started calling people and saying, what can we do? And fast forward, you know, we've launched this amazing nonprofit that is working to help Blacks advance. Because, yes, we know we can play the game, we can perform at the highest levels, but that isn't happening when we talk about social matters, we talk about economic matters, and certainly racial matters in all sports, not just football and men's basketball.
And there's six different kind of large areas of action and activity: economic sustainability, education, community outreach, research on racial equity, and then voting and civic engagement, and then interacting with the student athlete. Those are the six big broad categories. What are the specifics? What are the programs and projects?
Well, there's a lot to do because this just didn't start overnight. And so I'll give you some examples. We're looking at hiring and retention practices. You know, why is it that in particular with our more prominent sports, basketball and football and baseball, why you have so many of the athletes, primarily college, but we also can take a look at Major League Baseball. But why are the athletes predominantly Black and the coaches are white?
Mm-hmm.
And then those in administration and front office. Now, certainly, everybody should get a shot, and we're not trying to say that white people need to stop having these lead positions, but certainly we need to increase the number of Black candidates, Black hires. We're looking at economic opportunities. When you take a look at the money that goes through college sports and professional sports, how many Black vendors are there? How many concessions, you know, facilities? I mean, just all of that. We're not participating in this. We're looking at the curriculum. You know, we've certainly, North Carolina, we've had our our deep induction in this space in terms of what are our student athletes learning and what courses are they taking. But we think there's value for student athletes to take a course related to the African-American experience. Voting is very important. And some people say, well, why voting? What's that got to do with sports? Well, if you know anything about sports, you know it's very political. And I think we can even look at the White House and how he is trying to intervene with Big Ten football. So politics and voting Politics, voting, and sports are very, very connected. We're looking at athletes as they transition from their sporting careers, making sure they land softly. And then, of course, the student athlete, which always comes first. Mm-hmm. We're concerned about their performance on the field, on the court, and then off of it, as in what is the mental health? What is the health and safety things that we need to pay attention to?
You mentioned the transition from sports program there, and that's the one. I was looking at the all of the bullet points for all of the initiatives you've got going, and that's the one that actually jumped out at me the most, because we've talked about this before, the fact that so few college athletes are going to go on to professional careers. So the vast majority of college athletes, once they're done with college, they're transitioning out of sports into something for the rest of their lives. It's not going to be directly sports related. They need help with that, just like everyone else. And then even the pro athletes, they're in the pros for 1 year, 2 years, 10 or 15 years if they're really lucky and really good. But they've also got to transition beyond that as well. And that's where we stop following a lot of these stories. But the lives go on and the challenges go on, and it's so important to help with that.
Yeah, and I think it's really sad that I think pro sports do better a job than college does.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the programs that are set up by the major leagues and how they have former players assist. They hire professionals, people with degrees, people who are, this is their full-time job. And yet, if you look at college, and I'm talking about Division I, Power 5 schools, they might have one person or 1.5 person working on the career transition for an athlete. I mean, I just think that's atrocious. But, you know, as it said, a budget is a moral document. And we're watching the budgets of, again, pros as well, but definitely colleges. You know, if you're really concerned about these athletes, then how can you only have one hire and that person's doing it part-time in the midst of all their other responsibilities? To us, it's very clear that we need to be involved, again, former athletes, coaches, administrators, professionals. We've got attorneys. We've got professors. We've got medical professionals. I mean, just all walks of life, white, brown, and black people working on the advancement of sports in black.
And it's a lot of really great names. See Vivian Stringer, who you know is near and dear to my heart with her career at Rutgers, Leonard Hamilton at Florida State, Dawn Staley at South Carolina. I'm just looking at the list of the people on the executive committee. The board of directors includes Chuck D, Tracy McGrady, like the names just go on and on. And Dr. Debbie Stroman, a part of this as well, a huge part of this great, great organization, which is getting off the ground. WeAreABIS.org is the website. Again, ABIS, WeAreABIS.org. And as we wrap up this portion of the conversation, we still got to talk about Tar Heel football. But what are some of the first things that people will see and hear from ABIS, like the first things that are going to get off the ground?
Well, there's no doubt that our goal is to be that voice, you know, that voice that often gets ignored or the voice that is not heard. People have been talking about this for years. This mm-hmm. isn't new, but people aren't listening, and we're coming out very, very boldly. In fact, our mission is to connect and inspire people to boldly advocate for racial, social, and economic justice for blacks in sports. And so we've already had a statement around the hiring of Steve Nash for the Brooklyn Nets. And I am a big Steve Nash fan. But when you think about Steve Nash just jumping over other qualified professionals, in fact, the interim coach who's African-American, a number of coaches that didn't even get the interview. And that's just an example of how we will make a statement. Now, certainly owners can make their decisions around this, especially we're talking about professional sports, but that's not going to stop us from our voice being, our statement being made. But we're doing a lot on the ground. A lot of our coaches, in particular our grassroots coaches, are having events all across the country for helping those who are less fortunate, food giveaways, enrollment for voting, you know, getting people registered to vote. So we're on the ground right now helping in local communities. But the other projects, of course, we have to roll up our sleeves. We have to be thoughtful, be strategic. And so we're putting our plans together. But we will continue to be that voice.
Awesome. Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, and again, weareabis.org is the website. If you want to know more about that, head online and check it out right now. Turning to Tar Heel football, we got a game coming up on Saturday. Somehow or other, we made it to the 2020 football season. I kind of was not expecting that we would get to this day, considering everything that's been going on the last 6 months. We made it. It's here. It's happening tomorrow. It's going to be in Keenan Stadium, and it's the start of what is expected to be a really good season for Tar Heel football. What's your take on Carolina specifically and college football in general as we head into this season?
Well, the first take is that it is not 12 p.m. Saturday yet.
I know it's 2020. I'm speaking too soon.
Yes, we definitely have more testing going on, in particular for these games. And so the coaches have to make an announcement, or the administration, right before the game as to who has tested negatively so that they can play. But I'm very, very hopeful that the guys can get out there and play. I know it's challenging not having a big fan base, but Carolina has the pressure. You know, they're going in with the top 25 preseason ranking. They don't have to play Clemson this year. Now, Notre Dame has jumped in again. Well, I won't even go there, but they're in. But right now, when I think about a game like this, you have to think about quarterbacks, because they haven't had consistent practice, as in the teams, neither team has had consistent practices, and you run the risk of having discipline problems, because players want to show you this and want to show you that, and they might not be ready for it. So I'm going to watch the penalties, I'm going to watch injuries, but I'm going to watch quarterbacks. Now, we happen to have, arguably, all-star, you know, Sam Howell coming off that great year. But Syracuse has a senior quarterback who's very, very good as well, Tommy DeVito. And so it's just a matter of how those quarterbacks are going to be able to calm their teams down. There is no doubt that we are more loaded. We have lots of great players predicted to be all-conference. But I know Coach Brown doesn't want anybody to promote, you know, such that the players get big-headed. They're still going to have to play the game. They're 2.5, 3 touchdown favorites. But I would not be surprised if it was a game that you ended up having both teams run up and down the field, but you end up kicking more field goals. You know, I'm a big fan of Michael Carter, the running back, and I'm hoping that he has a big game as well. But this is so, so brand new in so many regards due to the coronavirus.
Game time is noon tomorrow, Keenan Stadium. Tune in to 97.9 The Hill for that pregame coverage, as we've mentioned, beginning at 9 a.m. with Inside Carolina Live on the heels with Paul Connell to follow once the game wraps up. Should be a good morning and afternoon for Tar Heel football. Dr. Debbie Stroman, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.